A congressional delegation to Kyiv. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The delegation, led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, met with Ukraine's president.
Your fight is a fight for everyone. And so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
The U.S. lawmakers are now in Poland, where more than 3 million Ukrainian refugees are being sheltered. In New York's Times Square, hundreds of demonstrators showing support for Ukraine. Civilians remain trapped in that southern port city, but yesterday a Ukrainian defense commander said about 20 people were able to escape. Russia says more than 40 were evacuated. A Kansas community is coming together after a series of destructive tornadoes. The city of Andover, a suburb of Wichita, was particularly hard hit.
The fury of the storm has since been replaced with a fury of activity as utility workers and first responders come in to try and help so many people that are in need. You can tell just by the neighborhood that has been leveled under the power of this storm. This perfectly formed, powerful twister came through, consuming buildings, businesses, homes, cars.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Wichita. The roasting returned to Washington last night. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was held, and President Biden was there.
Republicans seem to support one fella, some guy named Brandon. He's having a really good year.
For the past 2 years, the black tie event had been canceled by COVID.
The Daily Show host Trevor Noah hosted the festivities. The comic telling the president, ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. Gas is up, rent is up, and food is up.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
As several conservative states pass laws that chip away at abortion rights, Connecticut is moving in the opposite direction. Lawmakers have taken action to protect medical providers that perform the procedure.
The state Senate approved the bill. It protects medical providers from legal action over out-of-state abortion laws and patients who go to Connecticut to terminate a pregnancy. The bill cleared the State House earlier this month, and Governor Ned Lamont has said he'll sign it. Under the bill, state agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations of abortion providers and stop out-of-state patients' medical records from being disclosed. Supporters have expressed concern about new abortion laws in several conservative states and the possibility the Supreme Court may overturn or weaken Roe v. Wade, which established a nationwide right to abortion. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A controversial abortion bill is headed to the state Senate in South Carolina. At issue is whether or not an abortion can be reversed after a woman takes the first of two pills. The South Carolina House has passed a bill that would require doctors to tell women seeking the medication about an unproven way to save the pregnancy if they regret taking that first pill. Opponents argue there's no clinical proof the abortion can be reversed, and attempts to do so could endanger the woman's life. Progressives have been pushing President Biden to take action on student loan debt, and the White House is said to be considering a number of ways to provide relief. House Democrat Josh Gottheimer, a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus, doesn't believe erasing debt is the way to go.
We need to make college more affordable. Obviously, we can't afford a proposal that would forgive everyone's college debt, just given the state of the economy. It was just not a possibility.
The New Jersey congressman speaking to Fox News, the Washington Post is reporting high earners could be excluded from any White House relief package. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.